Hey guys, hello. Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Ozioma and I'm very, very excited and thankful to be recording this today. If you're new here, hello, lovely to meet you. My name is Ozioma, like I said earlier. If you're returning, thank you so much for supporting the girl and her ministry. Thank you guys for listening in today. So very quickly, before I jump into what I want to talk about today, I kind of feel like I want to explain. I don't think I have to explain every time, you know, when I've been away from here, but I think I want to explain because I kind of consider you guys my fam-ish. So I've been away for the past couple of months, right after the grad series, kind of taking a break. First majorly taking care of my health. I wasn't feeling about the time just after the last episode of the grad series, which was an amazing series, by the way. If you haven't listened, please listen. I'm very certain that it will be value adding to you. So I had to honestly take a break off a lot of things, other things that I was doing, because there were some things in my life I really could not take a break from, like the job I was working at the time, two jobs actually. The things that I could take a break from, I took a break from so that I could recover smoothly. And I thank God my recovery was good and is, you know, coming on well. I also, you know, traveled home to see my family, you know, after my studies in Rwanda. And it was really exciting. It was a short time, you know, a few weeks. But I was very thankful for the opportunity to be back home and to meet my family and my friends. And I thank God for that. And shortly after, again, I traveled to the UK to do my PhD. And that's where I'm at currently. So, yeah, that's what's been going on with me. And that's why this place has been very, very quiet. But we thank God we are settling in very well. And, you know, I'm hoping to put out a lot more content here. So what I want to talk about is a little bit about my PhD journey. And I know, I just started in September, so I'm just a few weeks in. And I know that, you know, I also started an Instagram page recently, I think about a week ago now, which is called My PhD Story, my_PhD_story. And I started that page to document my journey and to, you know, inspire other people and to inspire myself. And I know it looks like, you know, why are you acting like all those people that get married and after 1 second, you know, the day after their wedding, they're doing a YouTube video on how to build a lasting marriage. And that's probably not what I'm doing. But, you know, some people might have that question. And the truth of the matter is, a few months ago when I knew that I was going to be starting my PhD later in the year, I kind of followed a lot of PhD accounts on Twitter, you know, all these PhD chat rooms and stuff. And I realized, I didn't know if it's only me, but that there's a lot of, you know, negativity or negative reports about academia. And honestly, while it can be true that there's a lot of toxicness in academia, it's also true there's a lot of beauty in it as well. And like it's with everything else in the world, you know, every other industry, every other you know, aspect of life. There's same thing with, you know, marriage stories. Sometimes if you sit down and listen to the marriage stories that are online, you're just like, I beg, I'm not even doing this marriage thing again. Let me just focus on my life. But the truth of the matter is that's an incomplete story. That's an incomplete version. So my aim with platform and also with this podcast and with every other thing that I normally put out content through, I'm hoping to be able to share the beauty of my journey by the grace of God, and I'm hoping to be able to inspire and encourage people, you know, that are seeking to be on this journey, or people that are already on this journey. You know, life doesn't have to be toxic, like life doesn't have to be, you know, negative. Life doesn't have to be you just dying at your desk trying to meet your deadlines or the days of your life while you do your PhD. Life can be fun even while doing a PhD, and that is what I hope my journey will be by the message of God, and I hope to share that with you. Okay, so now to today's content. It's going to be a very short one because obviously, like I said, my experience has been not so long, but I wanted to talk about some things, starting with my expectations, the reality I'm meeting on ground, assumptions that I had about the program, and, you know, dealing with people's reactions, dealing with uncertainties and fears, you know. I don't know where to start from now, but I'm just going to take you one by one. First of all, expectations. I came from, I just finished a degree from CMU, College of Engineering, so yeah, very high what they call it, high tension, high pressured environment. I think that a lot of American schools tend to be like that. And CMU particularly is quite a high pressured environment. So starting out there, I really struggled trying to find my ground. But by the time I was leaving, you know, I was very okay with pressure. So I think I kind of had that expectation coming here. I remember that in a meeting with my supervisor last week, my supervisors actually last week or 2 weeks ago, I said to them, is there something else I can be doing apart from like this other task that I had ongoing? And they just said to me, you know, to just keep doing what I was doing. I felt at that time that I wasn't doing enough concerning my research itself, you know. Of course, like in my first couple of months, I have to take some modules because this is the first time that I'll be taking any course in a business school. If you don't know, my PhD is in a business school. So obviously, I have to take certain courses and of course, like certain research modules as well to just get me started and grounded in a few theories and practices. So, you know, I felt at the time, you know, my expectation was, you know, back to back fire the way it was in CMU. But I'm understanding now, thankful for my supervisors. Honestly, they are very supportive, that it is, you know, a slow build, you know, and I'm very, very thankful. I think at this point, I should also mention that I've been blessed to be in contact with an amazing mentor who, you know, decided to mentor me on this journey without even meeting me. I actually only met her a few days ago. And I'm thankful for her because, you know, she's been, you know, very instrumental on this journey as well. So I said all of that to say that one of my major expectations when I was coming was, you know, that, oh, it will be a lot of work and, but it's not been like that yet. I know that it's a gradual build up, maybe, not maybe, certainly as I go, you know, on the project and towards the end, I know that things would intensify. The second thing that I think that I really expected was, I think I expected that a lot of people would expect for me to know a lot, if that makes sense. But my supervisors and even the courses that I'm taking, the professors are actually very gracious to understand that there's these people coming from different backgrounds, and the fact that I'm choosing to do a PhD doesn't mean that you know everything, you know. So yeah, that's another expectation and contrast that I've had. In terms of like people reactions to like my family and some of my friends, I think it's just like with anything else in the world, I had a lot of people comment, you know, about, school again, Osema, what is your problem? And some other people, of course, like aunties saying things like, ah, you won't marry this school again that you're going. And honestly, I'm just going to say that, I will sit down here and deceive myself if I say that, comments do not get to me, right? But what I do is to ensure that I offset the comments. Honestly, like if you sit down in the midst of people saying things that are discouraging to your dreams and to your goals and to your aspirations, it will get to you one day. Listen, like it actually will get to you no matter how Voltron you try to form. So what I try to do is to offset that with, you know, positive comments. So I'm with people who actually believe in my goals and support me, like my parents, my friends and my family, you know, and these people actually, you know, support me. And so when those kind of comments come, I do not dwell on them because I have enough encouragement that I can feed off from. And also sometimes it might be very helpful for you to, you know, block them. I mean, like, I know I said this all the time, like a lot of people think Hojima, you know, too dramatic when you say things like this, but I don't, when I mean block them, it doesn't have to be physically, but if they're always commenting negative stuff, maybe you want to think about that. I mean, I do it all the time, so I don't even feel very sorry about that. But you know, when I mean block them, also like don't give them that power in your head to think about to make you feel, you know, down or discouraged about the dreams that you really believe that you should be going after. Now, having said that, I want to talk a little bit about the uncertainties on this journey. I said that I was writing a short guide concerning like pursuing a PhD, and I put on my own subsidies and said that if people wanted to ask me questions, they could, so that I could include it in the guide. And two people asked me, how do you find husband in PhD? I'm like, I don't know, I've not found husband in the PhD yet, maybe it's too early. So obviously I don't know, but I think that that obviously was a major uncertainty. Do I want to get married within my PhD? If I want to get married within my PhD, are they going to distributors ban in the business school that I'm going to? Also uncertainties of how does this balance with my career in terms of like experience, you know, would I be able to build relevant experience during this process, or would I come out from school and realize I'm overqualified? And to these uncertainties, I would just say again, thank God for my mentor. I've seen, you know, how that it's very possible for you to, you know, have a loving family and you know, build your family, pursue your PhD, and at the same time build relevant experiences so that at the time that you're coming out, you know, you are able to get the job that you require without you feeling overqualified and under experienced, if that makes sense. And this is the reason why representation matters a lot. I feel like in my life, a lot of the times that I've gone for things that I thought were impossible, I did so because I have seen somebody like me, maybe not like me, but looking like me from where I'm from or something, doing that exact same thing. And I'm like, oh, if she can do it, then I can as well. And I think that has been the most important thing for me on this journey. And also understanding that God is with me. You know, I do not have to live my life by societal standards or by the pressures or timelines of anybody. I don't. I have to live life by God's timelines for me, and what is mine will never miss me. You know, whether in terms of marriage or in terms of getting a great job after my PhD, what is mine will never miss me as long as I'm with God. You know, so all of these things definitely were uncertainties for me, but like I've said, it's been very interesting, you know, fighting off these uncertainties with the promises of God, and by also focusing on that people that have gone ahead of me doing the same thing. I remember as well one of the professors, a male professor actually this time, talking about how he took off time from his I don't know if it was postdoc or if it was even his professorship, I don't remember now, to cater for his child after his wife put to bed. And I was like, yeah, amen, yes, amen to that. You know, so it's beautiful seeing that there's balance and there can be balance. You know, you don't have to put your life on hold because you want to do a PhD, and you don't have to you know, someone said to me, Joanne, shout out to Joanne, you guys pray and get wonderful mentors. I mean, like, the people that I call mentors, I do not talk to them every day obviously or every week, but every time that I speak with them, I actually feel so blessed and so inspired to go for the next couple of weeks, if that makes sense. I remember that I had a conversation with Joanne, and that was before I even started applying, I think, sometime last year. And, you know, I was like, I'm just wondering whether I should do my PhD because I don't know if I get there, maybe I'll see us. But now she's like, well, all the ones that you've been working in Lagos, jumping from place to place, consulting from office to office, do you see us, man, there? And honestly, like, people do find husbands or wives in all these places, right? But I've come to understand that when the time is right, the Lord will perform it. It's not about me being restricting myself or saying, me, I don't want to travel abroad. They say husband is cast abroad. They say, lie, they're fine boys here. Or you push not. Don't listen to them. Fine boys are here. Don't even listen to them. There are lots of fine boys here. In fact, since I came to this country, my eyes have seen of the goodness of the Lord. So don't listen to them, right? But at the same time, you want to understand that you don't want to put your life on pause just because because, I mean, all this while you've been waiting in Nigeria or wherever it is, as your job, whatever. I mean, did you not see the husband? If you did not see the husband, what's the guarantee that in the next 2 years, you still see the husband in the cinema or you put jam in ShopRite? You don't know whether it's when you come and pursue your dream, if you want to, that you see the husband, okay? So I said all of this to just share how it's been going in terms of my expectations versus reality, and also in terms of the uncertainties that I have or had and how I'm dealing with them. And I'm saying this to encourage anyone who wants to pursue a dream. Honestly, it doesn't have to be a PhD. PhD is not for everybody. Same with marriage, not for everybody. If you want to go for another job or you want to go for another degree and you're just like, this place is so comfortable, I don't want to even move because of uncertainties, because you don't know where you're going to meet there, just step out in faith, man. You never know what beauty is waiting for you on the other side of the boat. You don't know, except you. On the other side of the river, no boats. You don't know, except you launch out in faith, okay? I hope that this encouraged you, and I hope that you guys have a lovely weekend. Me, I'm going to have myself a very fun weekend because this week was long. It was really long, and yeah, I'm contemplating going to buy ice cream, but it's cold. It's really cold outside. I'm not in the mood to stand up from here, so I'm just going to go and drink water and make myself a smoothie, and I'm gonna have a lovely night. I hope that you do as well. All right, guys, bye bye until my next episode. I hope you guys remain blessed, and bye.